Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, Casey.
Hello.
Right.
It's the last one for a bit. Jazz hands. It's the big bonanza, big finale for this run for a bit.
Just really sad about it.
My life will be empty.
You'll get over it.
No, this is quite emotional. This is episode 12.
How far we've come?
How the hell have we done this?
I don't. Genuinely no idea.
I cannot believe we've made it this far.
I know.
So yeah, we're taking a brief rest bite.
Yes.
For a while, but we will be back in the coming weeks. We'll tell you more about that a little bit later on.
We've got some surprises up our sleeves.
We will be gone in our usual capacity, but we will be back. But more on that later. Katie.
Weird thing to say.
Well, I'm not wrong.
We'll be taking on a different life form for a short period of time. But that's just like, it's just for a bit, and we've got some exciting things coming up.
Stuff to talk about.
Some exciting projects.
Some exciting projects. Still here, guys, still here.
Exciting projects, but more to be said about that later on. Should we do the actual episode now?
Yeah, I guess so. So, Casey.
Yes.
You'll remember that last week this happened. It's sport. She did rugby. What else am I? So secretly, when you get sport, and I'm just trying to impress my dad on a sport that I know he likes.
What? Don't use me to like resolve childhood insecurities.
Fine. Cricket.
I don't reject that.
So, okay, that happened. How'd it go?
Good. It's interesting that you would give me the sports ones to impress your dad.
Yeah, weird. I mean, it doesn't make sense now that I look back at it.
It's an interesting logic.
But it means that when I've learned everything from you, when I go home, really, yep. I can talk to my dad in depth about stuff that happened. So actually, there was method behind my madness.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've got lots for you.
Have you?
I really do. Yeah. So cricket is... There's a lot to know.
Okay.
I am going to mainly cover a little bit of the rules, or laws, as we call it in the cricketing world.
Laws. It's a classy sport, isn't it?
It's a classy sport. It's very classy.
Laws.
I'm going to talk a little bit about the Ashes later on.
Yeah, important.
A little bit about the lingo as well.
Ooh, there's lingo.
Some lingo, yeah. But first, as we like to, we're going to start with some facts.
Some actual facts.
Facts. Got two. Normally, I come up with like a really rude or shocking or slightly bad taste fact. These are two good, strong, run-of-the-mill facts for you.
Good. It's about time. 12 episodes in, we finally got some facts.
Some good, sensible facts. So, Jack.
Yep.
Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Jackanory.
That's me.
Cricket is the second most popular sport in the entire world.
Do you know, that's really surprising. I wouldn't have said that.
No, you wouldn't. First one, what do you think that is?
Soccer, football.
Yeah. Third one, you won't get this. You definitely won't get it.
Baseball.
Hockey.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cricket! That's really surprising.
Yeah.
I suppose it truly is worldwide, though.
No, it really is. And 2020, have you heard of that?
Yeah, the 2020 Internationals.
Yeah, only introduced in 2003.
Do you know, I felt like... That makes sense to me. Yeah, because I thought... I kind of remember this happening because my dad got really excited about it. Sorry to go back to my dad. Got really excited about it. And I was like, another one in addition to the Ashes.
Dad, please notice me.
Notice me. take my hand.
Don't sing Britney Spears every time to your dad, because I think that's going to have the opposite effect of what you're hoping to achieve.
I think you're right.
Anyway, do you want to hear a little bit about the history of cricket?
Please.
So yes, please.
Yes.
Okay, so there actually isn't really a good sort of strong history.
There are
no real facts. There's so much, like, a few different years thrown out there when it started. There's evidence actually of it dating back to the 1300s, as apparently Edward III banned a game that was very similar to cricket in 1369, as he saw it as being a distraction to his war effort.
What?
But we don't know for sure that was cricket or meant to be anything like cricket, but apparently it was very similar. But we do know that it was definitely being played in 1611. Write that down, dates, fans.
I've got it. Yep.
Good. Because it's recorded that two men were prosecuted for playing it instead of going to church. So we do know that by the 1600s, it was very much on.
It was happening. And they were prosecuted because...
Because they were meant to go to church, but they were playing cricket instead. Lads.
Prosecuted. I wonder what happened. Yeah, lads.
Lads. And also last year there were some reports, like the French piped up and said, no, we invented it first. That's not even an attempt at a French accent, was it? Just a rubbish English one.
Timid English accent.
So, but I don't know if there's much behind those claims, so I don't know. But yeah, we're going to say 1600s. Cricket was a thing. Okay, and in cricket, we don't have rules, we have laws.
I know, I love this.
Laws. And there are a lot of them, there's a lot to know. So I'm going to kind of fly through it because I could go through every single little rule. But I mean...
Law.
But if you don't know anything about cricket and you really want to take it up, you shouldn't be listening to this podcast over and over again.
Yeah.
Imagine if someone... I missed it. What did she say? But this will explain a little bit.
Yeah, that's what we want.
So there are 11 people in each team.
Mm-hmm.
And the aim is to score as many runs as you can whilst you're batting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are a lot of things that are kind of like rounders.
I love rounders.
In a way. Or like quick cricket. Did you play that at school?
Oh my god. You've just reignited a memory in my mind. Quick cricket's amazing.
I was reading all this thinking, I've played this, but rounders isn't like... Oh, quick cricket! That's what it was.
It's so good.
So good. So, in a standard round of cricket, you have the bowler, the batsman and the fielders in like a standard... in play at any one time.
Yeah.
And I think this bit will appeal to you. Actually, so the bowler will try and outwit the batsman when they bowl, either by like bowling slow or fast or with a spin or in a way that, because obviously people like professionals will even like they'll throw it in a way that when it gets hit, it's going to go like in a crazy direction. If you think about it, if it's your job to play cricket, you're going to be able to like
You'll know the science of it.
Exactly. They'll do like a sassy little throw, you know, because they're going to know it's going to
flick
like,
of the wrist, the old flick of the wrist.
Yeah, exactly. And they'll know that it's going to screw them over. So, that's one thing that they will do. And the fielders have to be ready to catch it or chase it. Do you remember playing rounders? That was so stressful when you're fielding. Like,
I hate fielding.
Oh, no.
Don't come to me. And it always came to you.
And it comes to you. And it goes so far. Especially if you're rubbish at rounders as well, you get put as far away as possible, which is the worst thing.
It's the worst thing.
Because when it comes to... it could go so far. The worst. Anyway, it's different to rounders in like a million ways. The main one, I suppose, being that the batsman guards three stumps, which you know what they look like, right? And that's what the bowler is trying to hit. And it has a little stick on top. Do you know what that's called?
The whole thing is called a wicket.
Yep.
So the top bit's called the tee?
No, it's not the tee.
I don't know. Tell me.
The bail.
No, I wasn't evident.
You wouldn't have got that, would you? And so to score runs, the batsman must run back and forth between the stumps. One length equals one run.
Yep.
And they get all added up. And if they hit what's called the boundary of the field, if it like bounces on the ground and rolls towards and hits the boundary, they get four runs. And if you absolutely lob it and it goes over the boundary of the pitch, into the crowd, over the crowd, you get six runs.
Oh, so, okay, so you can get...
I guess it probably stops for a bit then, because you're going to get your 6 runs and that's it. So,
yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, so that's kind of like how it gets... That's kind of like how you play cricket.
That's kind of cricket,
that's
guys.
That's kind of how you do it. And batters can get outed in a few ways. So if the stumps get hit,
yep.
If the ball gets caught before it gets hit the ground, much like rounders, remember that when someone, you absolutely pelt it and then someone catches it and you're like,
How do you ever manage to catch it?
I think I did actually.
So did I. It's such a good feeling.
Yeah, you feel like they should do that thing in films, like lift you up.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
You're sad, like in Richie Rich.
It's so good. It's such a good feeling.
And also, if the ball gets to the end of the pitch before the batter does, like if they hit it and then the batsman like outs them, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that happens quite a lot. That means they get run out. There's also leg before wicket.
LBW.
So if they like block the wicket with a part of their body and the ball bounces off them and it would have hit the wicket.
I get you.
So
they were using it as a blockade.
Kind of, yeah. Rather than using their bat, basically, if it bounces off their shin, that's leg before wicket, I think. Hopefully. And 20...
Leg before wicket means bad cricket.
Does it?
No, I don't know.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah. They should use that.
So wise. 2020 is a bit different. So
there are different rules for 2020?
A little bit, yeah. So not as different as, like, if you remember back to when we were doing rugby union and rugby, what are they called? Rugby league.
Yeah.
Not as different as those two are. But in 2020, each side gets 120 balls split into groups of 6. And each group of 6 balls is called an over. You've heard of overs, right?
Yes, I have.
Not the overs in X Factor.
No.
Nope. The overs in cricket. I know overs in X Factor is more your language.
No.
Yes. Do you remember Brenda? She's the iconic one, isn't she?
And Tesco Mary.
Tesco Mary. Oh, we're digressing. 2020, so there are overs. 120 balls split into groups of 6 balls. Each group's called an over. So 20 overs per side. The limited number of overs means that the batsman will go all out trying to score high in the run. So it's a lot more, it's a lot quicker,
yeah.
A lot more fast-paced. People get really excited watching it. And then the test matches are much slower. So.
Yes, okay, yeah.
But yeah, 2020s are a bit more of like a party, you know. Lovely time.
The party edition of the same game.
Exactly. So yeah, that's those are the laws of cricket.
It's quite simple. We should start doing it.
Shall we start playing?
It's quite... I think that's fine.
Why not?
We just need to get over the massive fear we have of not catching a ball.
I think now we're a bit older, a bit wiser.
No,
bit,
I'm still
a bit more
like,
fearless.
If we were playing that in the park, I'd still be like... God.
Oh, I don't know. I played rounders last year and I was like a warrior. It's like,
were you?
I'm not 13 anymore. I can do this.
I can do this. I've got this.
Do you want to know some cricket lingo?
Yes.
So, I mean, a century, that is... Have you heard one of those?
Is that 100 runs?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Did you Google that first?
No.
So that you can make your dad proud?
No, I knew that. Thanks.
Good. I mean, a lot of these, I don't know if they're actually commonplace in the cricket world, but I found them on a few cricket glossaries, of which there are many online.
Okay.
You can have a look at them. A duck means to get no runs, so you're going out without any, you're going out with no runs, so you might have been outed straight away. A cow shot is an inelegant leg side slog, usually played with the eyes closed and the head high in the air. I'm still not 100% sure what that means.
No, I've not heard of that one.
Wide, that means an illegal delivery that is too far from the batsman.
Yeah.
Scores an extra run for the batting side.
I knew that one.
A couple more for you. A dibbly dobbly.
No, that's not one.
Yes, it's one. A derogatory term applied to slow, medium-paced bowling.
Oh, you're a dibbly dobbly. You're a dibbly dobbly.
You're a dibbly dobbly.
Okay, if there's one thing I thought about you, my darling, is you're a dibbly dobbly.
Do you know what you are?
What?
You're a donkey drop.
I've been told.
A donkey drop is a style of slow bowling, even less threatening still than the dibbly dobbly.
Less threatening than the dibbly. If you're less than the dibbly dobbly, you are in trouble, my friends.
I know. And a full toss to bring up the rear full toss.
We've all been there.
Is a ball that reaches the batsman on the full without bouncing, usually seen as easy to hit with a poor delivery. So, like, basically a really easy one if you're the batsman.
Yeah.
The bowler just being a bit friendly to you, probably by accident. So that's some lingo for you.
Good, I like it.
And finally, the Ashes. We should probably talk about those.
Yes.
So the Ashes is probably the thing that we all associate the most with cricket. So Test cricket to start with. Let's talk about Test cricket. So you've got 2020 and you've got Test cricket. So Test cricket has the two teams of 11 players playing a four innings match, and that can last a few days. Quite often, like 4 or 5 days.
Okay.
And it's called a test because it kind of tests your strength and your endurance.
Is that what it's called, a test?
Yeah, because it's a long thing. Allegedly. I can imagine that's the sort of thing that would be disputed over, but that seems to be the consensus of what it means.
Mm-hmm.
So the first test matches are recognised as the ones that took place in 1877 when an England team toured Australia and played two games against an Australian team. So it kind of set the whole rivalry from the off. And that was one of the first kind of international cricket matches. And on the ninth test, a few years later, so that was 1877 when that started, and in 1882 at the Oval in our good capital, England lost to Australia for the first time on home soil.
Big deal.
And they hadn't lost to Australia over here before. And so after that happened, a mock obituary appeared in the Sporting Times.
Oh.
And it read, "In affectionate remembrance of English cricket, which died at the Oval, 29th of August, 1882. Deeply lamented by a large circle of sorrowing friends and acquaintances. R.I.P. Note, the body will be cremated and the ashes taken to Australia." And so then that was all the English press doing that, kind of just being English about it, like
quite
taking the mick
out of themselves.
Quite sassy, quite funny.
Quite funny.
So they labelled the next English tour to Australia, which is very soon afterwards, as the quest to regain the ashes.
And so it began.
And so it began. And there are actual ashes, and it's believed that they contain, what was the little stick called on top of the stumps?
The bale.
Yes, correct. So the bale is believed to be what the ashes are of, from the third test match in that series.
Yeah.
So that's the ashes for you, and obviously we still play them.
Yes, I kind of do like the ashes. I wish I had more time, but I do watch it a bit.
I feel like I'm really going to get into it next time now.
Yes, because it's quite easy to understand.
Yeah. I think I have the foundation knowledge of the laws.
We should go to a cricket match.
Shall we?
Yeah, because you can get like bare champagne and strawberries.
I've been to the Oval.
Have you? To watch a cricket game?
No, it was for a do.
For a do? You've just been to the Tube Station Oval.
It was a lovely venue. No, it was a the champagne reception, dear. Using one of the function rooms.
Were you? One of the boxes?
Yes.
Christ.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's cricket for you.
What a nice, enjoyable, interesting way to end the podcast.
And it's a weird one because at this point I would normally say, what are you going to learn about next time?
Yeah.
It's kind of intense, isn't
it? I just don't know what to do. I've got the wheel here, but I just think...
Don't do anything to it. Yeah, maybe we should burn it.
Like our own ashes.
Some ashes.
Let's not do
it. No, don't. It's messy.
So.
And I'm scared of fire. So that's it for a bit. But, I mean, what we'd have to say at this point?
I know, it's interesting. So, yeah, we've done 12 episodes. That's what we always said.
That
and we
was,
thought,
yeah.
We came to this point and we were like, oh, this is having fun. We thought, let's just take a break.
Yeah.
Let's all reflect on this whole thing.
Get a bit cool for the summer.
Get a tan.
Yeah. Good luck.
I'm looking glowing right now.
Oh, stop. I go dark.
Once you go dark, you never go bark.
Once you go dark, you never go bark. I know. Anyway.
So we'll be in like, I guess we're going to rest the podcast as you know it for a few months.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, in the interim time, we'll be back now and again with a few special episodes.
We're going to take a hiatus.
We're taking a One Direction hiatus.
We're taking a hiatus. Nothing to be worried about. We'll be back.
So keep your eyes peeled in June, where we'll be back for our first in a series of specials.
But in the meantime, we're still going to be tweeting all the fun things that we learn about between now and then. So over on our Twitter account, at Be More Cleverer, we tweet basically slight nonsense, stuff that we learn about and we think, oh my God, how did I not know this? All that kind of stuff.
At Be More Cleverer is the Twitter account. And if you just want to get in touch with us, you always can. Our door is always open. BeMoreCleverer@gmail.com, at BeMoreCleverer. Send us anything, any correspondence, any communication. So until next time, fact fans. You.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.